The National Park Service awarded more than $1.6 million in grants last week to museums and tribes. The money is going toward continued compliance with NAGPRA, or the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. The 1990 law creates a process for museums that have certain Native American cultural items in their collections to return them to the tribes they belong to. The Arizona State Museum is getting about $89,000 to continue the process. Patrick Lyons is associate director for the museum and is directly involved in the repatriation or return of such cultural items.
Repatriation basically comes down to the process of documenting our holdings of remains and objects that are subject to repatriation, alerting groups that claim biological or cultural affiliation with those remains or objects to their existence in our collections, a process of consultation with them, and claims by them on those objects and transfers for reburial, if that is the wish of the tribe, or in some cases, tribes may want to have the material in museums for their use.
Perhaps the hardest part of the process for the Arizona State Museum is going through their massive collection to see what items qualify for repatriation, and that can mean rooms and rooms full of artifacts and records.
The Arizona State Museum is the largest and busiest non-federal archaeological repository in the country. Right now, my team curates close to 30,000 cubic feet of bulk materials from archaeological sites. So this is the broken pieces of pottery, the broken animal bones, plant remains, broken bits of stone tools, things like that. That's above and beyond the whole objects. So 30,000 cubic feet right now. The state of Arizona is full of archaeology. Right now, our archaeological records office keeps track of, this is not an exaggeration, more than 100,000 known archaeological sites in the state of Arizona. We have a very rich heritage here. What we're doing is going artifact by artifact, burial by burial, site by site, and making sure that we're finding everything that's from a mortuary context.
The museum is starting with such objects that were excavated from the Tucson Basin, and from that area alone, they have objects from more than 70 archaeological sites, including an estimated 600 individual human remains and more than 15,000 funerary objects. And to be clear, the count includes fragments and whole objects.
We follow the letter and the spirit of the law. And so if it came out of a grave context, it is going back with the human remains, if we still have the human remains. And so this would include pollen samples, soil samples, wood that might have been used to shore up the burial chamber. And so that's how we get to numbers like 15,000. But it also includes whole ceramic vessels, projectile points, other things like that.
Another group of items that are subject to repatriation are what's known as sacred objects.
The thumbnail understanding for a sacred object is that it is an object that is required for the continued practice of a traditional religion. So, for example, and so there are unique objects that are not transferable. So it would have to be special in that it transcends the individual. That is also the key part of the definition of an object of cultural patrimony. No one can own or transfer, for example, the Washington Monument. So things that are larger than a person or are really a part of the patrimony of a group.
Not all of the objects to be returned to tribes are archaeological. Some have historical significance. Some should never have ended up in a museum in the first place.
In the Hopi case, Kachina masks are repatriated. These are inalienable objects. These are objects that should never have been sold. There are plenty of cases where museums came about having these objects legally in terms of purchasing. However, what the tribal perspective would be is that they never should have been sold. So the person who sold them did not have the right to do that.
Lyons also points out that the grant awarded to the museum will specifically cover artifacts that are owned by Arizona. Most were excavated at sites on state trust lands. Armed with that filter, museum staff are now going through thousands of artifacts and records. Meanwhile, Patrick Lyons and John McClelland, who coordinates the museum's NAGPRA compliance, are meeting with several Arizona tribes to see what objects they'd like returned. And the ultimate aim?
Is to have in a single box, let's say, the remains of an individual and all of those objects that were removed from the ground with that person. We want to reunite everything. then turn it over as a complete unit to those making the claim.
Lyons concludes by saying that the field of archaeology has changed from the old days. There's much more sensitivity to Native American cultures today, and it's partially because of NAGPRA. In fact, according to Lyons, the act has actually fostered more archaeological research. Part of it comes from NAGPRA's requirement that in order to repatriate Native American cultural objects, a connection must be established between the ancestors of a culture and its lineal descendants.
I think that a lot of wonderful research that has resulted in amazing knowledge never would have been conducted were it not for that requirement of making connections between ancient groups and modern groups.
You can see pictures from some of the Arizona State Museum's collection and learn more about NAGPRA at our website. Go to arizonapublicmedia.org. I'm Mark Dugan.